A chaver, the longer share, we're preparing for Shavuos and Kabbalah Torah. We have to learn about the parasha. The parasha is Bechukosai. Although Bechukosai is a preparation for Shavuos. Because it's Leichus, the Amel Metorah. Amel Metorah is a preparation for Shavuos. But what are the very next words? Vesmitzvosai Tishmoro. Words that come up time and time again in the Torah. This concept of Shmiras HaMitzvos. Vesmitzvosai Tishmoro, you should, quote unquote, watch my mitzvos, keep my mitzvos, however we like to translate those words. Have you ever think about the words? You ever think about the words? What do those words really mean? We constantly, shmiras ha-mitzvos. What is shmiras ha-mitzvos? Watching the mitzvos. Shmiras ha-nayim. Shmiras Shabbos. That word shmira. Constantly, when it comes to mitzvos, that's mitzvos day tishmoru, and time again. This is such a beautiful pshat from the Siddur Shel Shabbos. He said something that I saw once before the beginning. I saw this initially in Siv Shalom, who quoted the Ber Maim Chaim, if I'm not mistaken, in explaining the difference between a Baal Chesed and Baal Rachim. Baal Chesed and Baal Rachamim. What's the difference between Baal Chesed and Baal Rachamim? A Baal Rachamim, a merciful individual, is someone who is reactive. Which should be all of us. Naturally. Meaning, you see someone in need, someone comes to ask you a favor, you're going to react and help that person. How could you not? Only someone who's a really bad person doesn't. Baal Rachamim is very, very natural, inherent. A Baal Chesed to a higher level. A Baal Chesed is someone who's a kind person, is not just reactively helping people, but proactively helping people. Looking to help people. Being roidev, running after, looking, wanting to do. Not waiting on Friday for your mother to ask you to go run this errand and go help in the house in this way, but on your own going and saying, what can I do to help? Or on your own just going and helping without even asking. But definitely not being asked. That's a Baal Chesed, which is a higher level. And something we should all strive for and hope that that's the type of person that we are when it comes to Chesed. When it comes to Chesed. Baruch Hashem. Be there. That will make you an incredible father, incredible husband, incredible person. It's the mark of a tzaddik. To be mishtoikek and misaveh. To yearn and want to do chesed. Not just when it comes and arises and I happen to bump into it, I'm going to help somebody. So that's something I saw before. The Siv Shalom brings that from the Ber Maim Chaim on Parshas Chayesar when he discusses Rivka, how Rivka not only went and reactively brought Eliezer water, but then went on her own and said, could I bring for the camels? And that was a sign, a symbol that he made. This is going to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. This is going to be the wife of Yitzchak Avinu. Siddur Shel Shabbos takes that again and goes further. That's not only in Ben Al Nochvero, but so too in Ben Adol Makom. So too in Ben Adol Makom. I mean, you could have a person who sits back and when a mitzvah comes their way, of course does it, because that's our obligation and that's our responsibility, and waits for the time when Sukkot comes, I'm going to get a little of an esrog, and when Pesach comes, I'm going to eat matzah, and when I happen to want to eat bread, I'm going to wash. But then you have the Yid who's on fire, has his slavas. And it's not just when it comes, I'm going to do it. I'm yearning and I can't wait for Sukkot to sit in the Sukkah. And I'm preparing and I'm learning about it. And I can't wait for Pesach to eat matzah. And I can't wait. I'm looking for more opportunity to do more and more mitzvahs. And I'm looking to learn more Torah. And I'm looking to run around doing whatever I can. I'm mitzape. I'm yearning for it. The Lashon Shamar. The Lashon of Shamar, to watch, doesn't just mean to keep and watch the way we translate it. But similar to, we know a famous idea of Aviv Shamar Sadavar, that when Yosef had the dreams, Yaakovina, the Pasuk says, was Shamar Sadavar. He watched, and if you look at Rashi there, he waited for it to happen. He believed it, and he waited for it to happen. That waiting is a language of yearning. That language is a language of passion.
Es mitzvoisai tishmoru means similar to the Baal Chesed, so too when all mitzvos, I should be wanting and waiting and yearning to perform mitzvos. I can't wait to do a mitzvah. Like a rabbi, these are the days of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Brachos says Rabbi Akiva. When he went to be killed, b'shosh da'otziyas Rabbi Akiva, Brachos samach alef and bebez. Zman kriya shema haya. Vayisarkin es pesaro b'misrakos shel barzel. They were combing his skin with metal combs. Vayimakabal machshvayim. And he, at that point, was makabal machshvayim and said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem al-Kin, Hashem al-Khad. We know famously. Amr lo talmid of Rabbeinu ad kan. Really? Even at this moment, in such pain and suffering, is it time to say Shema? To be makabal machshvayim? Amr lahem kol yamai ha'yisi mitztar al pasuk chonavshcha. My whole life I've been troubled. If I'm going to be makayim this mitzvah to give up your life, I'll kitzitz Hashem. When am I going to be able to be makayim it? Imagine Rabbi Akiva was yearning with mesiras nefesh to give up his life, I'll kitzitz Hashem. Matai yavo. Halavai that we can't wait to wake up in the morning, what is chus, and have a passion, at least if he could have that for Mesiris Nefesh, to give up his life for God. We can't have it to wake up in the morning, be excited to wash Nagavasar, be excited to put on tefillin, to go daven. Not, used to say, check, I davened. Check, I did daven. No, I want to daven. I'm excited to daven. Not like a Baal Rachamim, but like a Baal Chesed. I want to daven. Shmira Shabbos means I'm yearning for Shabbos. I can't wait for Shabbos. I'm doing everything in my capability to make Shabbos more special. That's its misvoisai tishmoru. That's its misvoisai tishmoru. As the Zohar says, Ezu chasid hametz chasid im kono. To be a bal chesed with your kono. Just like we say tonight, bal chesed is someone who's proactive and yearning and wanting and doing. Who's going to be a chassid when it comes to all mitzvahs? Who's going to be that person that yearns and wants it? And maybe if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not just something we do reactively, not just something we do because we have to, but I want to and I yearn for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the yearning want for my mitzvahs, how could I not be with them? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be back with us in the deepest of way with the Gula Shleima, with Biz Mashiach, Bimheir Vimeinu, everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, 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 I Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, I Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, I Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, I Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,